I miss that sexy smile.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everyone.
Turkey, turkey, more turkey.
Oh, yeah. I also have something special for you today. It's not turkey. It's a special trio. Oh, yeah. It is a sugar daddy, a boyfriend, and an OnlyFans creator. Sounds like I'm about to tell a bad joke. They all walk into a bar and what happens? Well, you're going to find out because we've got the clip. Oh, yeah. Elongated dating, meaning date for a long time with no intention to marry. That's a problem for women in particular. Going to talk about why. The recycle method. I don't know if you've heard of this. I had not. Apparently, there's a recycle method when it comes to body count. Can you imagine? Girls are using the recycle method. I'm going to explain it to you if you're not in the know. You're going to be in the know by the time this show is done. Female delusion. We're going to talk about some of the latest components of that. Happy wife, happy life. Is it an ultimatum? Rollo Tomasi pulled a clip of me on this show talking about happy wife, happy life, and he added his own commentary about it being an ultimatum. Do I agree? Do I disagree? We're gonna get to that. Why hookup culture leads to female trauma. It does, and it's actually quite serious. And how feminism demonizes hardworking male providers. We've got all that on tap today and much more. So let's get to it right away, huh? All right. First one is from Whatever Podcast. You know I love it. You know I love the table with the Halloween costumes. I can't get away from it. I don't know. It's like a bag of potato chips. You just got to get one more every time. Here it is. I don't see any costumes today. I do see a doll with a blue wig. I guess there was an extra seat at the table and they stuck her in there. They do that from time to time. Hopefully she doesn't have anything to say. And here's the trio that you've been missing in your life. Let's start. Well, I'm going to stop and go on this one, Tyler, but this is so good. Let's go.
Kylie, what about you? Something dating related?
I don't like being single because I don't like people thinking that I'm like a prize to be won. You know what I mean? Like having all of those people on like on my Twitch or like DM.
What do you mean? Oh, like you're on the market?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like I don't like people thinking like, oh yeah, look at me like I'm a piece of meat.
Isn't it kind of ironic that you do
OnlyFans then? Oh, 100%.
Okay, just pause for a second here. It's right out of the gate. She's telling you she don't want to be considered a piece of meat. She doesn't like being single. She doesn't like being, you know, all the gawking, the attention. And then the guy's like, honey, aren't you on OnlyFans? And she's like, oh, yeah. Dude, come on. If you don't like the attention and you don't like being looked at as a piece of meat, why are you on the OnlyFans? Or is it a different set of rules if you're going to cash in on it? I think that's what was going on there. All right, Tyler, let's go.
100%.
I think the OnlyFans is what would make guys more, you know, be inclined to slide in your DMs and be like, oh, she's on the market, you know?
Yeah. No, and I completely understand that. It's just I'm not going to date anyone that's going to spend like 10 bucks like that. You know what I mean? Like if these guys...
They definitely don't think that. They'll be like, oh, I have a shot. I'll spend a couple hundred. I'll get her attention.
Currently, I am, in fact, I have a sugar daddy.
Okay, wait, hold on for a second, because we're going to get to the sugar daddy. And by the way, the boyfriend who doesn't have a problem with the sugar daddy. What? It's so juicy. You ever watch Jerry Springer back in the day? Anyone else old like me? Jerry Springer was a show that was just like batshit crazy. This is like I'm watching Jerry Springer every day. And I got to tell you, I'm here for it. I'm loving it. So one thing I want to note here about these OnlyFans girls, because I know there's guys that go, you know, go spend their time on OnlyFans and they give a ton of money. These girls repeatedly make a fool out of you. Do you not get it? Do you not absorb that? They're repeatedly on these platforms, on these podcasts, whatever, and they're always saying like, oh, these guys putting the money. I mean, I'd never take them seriously. I'd never date them. Duh. And there you are at home. Hopefully not. Listeners to my show, hopefully you're smarter than that. But let's say you're out there and you're at home and you're spending money on OnlyFans and you're hopeful that that's actually an interaction you're going to get something out of. Maybe you like the girl. Maybe you're thinking this is a way to like make something actually happen. Or maybe you're looking at her as like, oh, this is like a trusted person. We're having something special going on. She's laughing all the way to the bank, honey. All the way to the bank. And every chance they get, every time I see them on a panel talking about it, it's like a big joke. Ha ha, yeah, they think they're getting somewhere. Ha ha, cashing that check. So really absorb that for a second and maybe stop spending your money in these places. Get the memo about what it is. It's a business. They are saleswomen. And they're making money off you. And they're not planning to date you. They're not planning to do something with you. You're not special. You really got to get that out of your head because you're wasting your money on OnlyFans. It's not good for you. It's not good for your psyche. It's not good for your motivation. And they don't care about you. They're telling you straight up. They don't care. Okay. Now we got to get into the trio, the boyfriend and the sugar daddy. All right. Let's play it.
Kind of. But
how does your boyfriend feel about that?
Oh, he's fine.
What the hell? Okay, okay, wait. What are the requirements of this?
Literally nothing. I have to talk to him.
Okay.
Like, that's it. He doesn't expect anything of me. He's like, I'll fly you out. Like, we can go to vacations together.
Oh, hell
and
no.
And he got me Studio 3, like, Beats just recently.
Okay.
It's pretty nice.
Okay.
I mean, catch that bag, you know, but, like, once he starts offering to take you on trips, I'd be like, you know. Would your boyfriend be okay with that?
Can I bring my friend with me?
He asked me if I had a boyfriend, and I asked my brother, like, what should I tell him? And he goes, what the fuck? Are you kidding? Of course not. Like, keep getting us shit.
Okay, no, but I'm talking about if he's offering to take you out on a trip, are you okay? Would he be okay with that?
I would not be comfortable.
No, would he be okay with that?
He probably would tell me to, like, go, but I wouldn't.
Okay, pause. Who is this guy? Talk about a beta boyfriend. Beta boyfriend. Holy mother of earth. So let's get this straight. The boyfriend is okay with her having the sugar daddy because then the sugar daddy buys her stuff. The boyfriend doesn't want to spend his money. He's like, listen, you just get it from him. It's all good. This boyfriend, I'm sorry, honey, I'm going to break some news to you right now. This guy doesn't care about you at all. He's having some fun with you. I'm not saying you guys aren't having a good time, maybe in the bedroom, this, that. He does not have an emotional investment in you whatsoever. Because if he did have an emotional investment in you, he would not be cool with you having a sugar daddy. He would not be cool with you having some other guy who buys you all sorts of cool stuff. And he certainly wouldn't be cool with you going on a trip with the sugar daddy. Also, how incredibly naive of her to be like, oh, the sugar daddy doesn't really want anything from me. He just wants to take me on trips and talk. Girlfriend, come on. Did you catch that line, though, that the boyfriend is okay with her going on trips with the sugar daddy? Who are you dating and what is going on here? So that's the trio. This is how you know a guy's not that into you, okay? It's really simple. Rules for when a guy's not that into you. He's cool with you having a sugar daddy. He's cool with another guy buying you stuff. He's cool with another guy taking you on a trip. Yeah, those are three warning signs that your guy is just not that into you. Next. Okay, what a toxic situation, by the way. I mean, do you hear what we talked about? Girl on OnlyFans creating content. She's got all those guys. She doesn't care about any of them. She's laughing at all of them. Ha, 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 collecting the cash. Then she's got the sugar daddy. Then she's got the boyfriend. I mean, what the hell is going on in 2022? I mean, really? Don't make me say it, Tyler. I will, though. Societal decay. I should just get a shirt. You know what? When we do our shirts, and we're gonna. It's gotta say that. Societal decay. You all know what's happening. By the way, everyone, Tyler's here. And I was just going to say something, but I can't say that. Tyler, you know, I was going to do.
I'm looking at this guy with the frosted tips, and I feel like I'm back in the early 2000s on this whatever podcast. I'm surprised you didn't comment.
Wait, let me see it.
How strong and masculine these guys
are. Oh, I'm getting to it.
Both of whom have dangly earrings.
I'm going to get to it because let me tell you something about this. First of all, when Brian on this show, no disrespect, Brian, if you're watching. I do think Brian does a nice job. When Brian steps out, the other guys on the panel, terrible. I mean, it's really unbearable. And these two guys, by the way, a little feminized. I'm just going to say, a little feminized. And by the way, I don't just mean visually. He does look like he belongs in a 90s boy band in a little bit. No disrespect, because you know what? There was a certain attractiveness to that look in the 90s.
Yeah, but the 90s were weird. The 90s were a weird
You were
time
born in the 90s.
They were a weird time.
Why do you think they were weird, the 90s? Separate conversation, but worth it to me.
It was just strange. Nobody had their fashion figured out. Everybody had frosted tips. They were trying to do like bell bottoms, and they didn't really work. And they had these weird graphic design tees. Remember the Affliction t-shirts?
You know why, though? I'll tell you why.
Like,
As somebody who was
late 90s, early 2000s.
Somebody who was like already a bit of age in that time period, because I'm an antique. It's like the 80s were a trend, and everybody kind of knew what the 80s was, and the 90s like fell out of the 80s. It was like the 80s threw up.
Yeah.
And it was the 90s, and everybody was kind of lost.
It sure feels like ever since the 80s, there hasn't been a trend.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get back to like the 60s or the 70s mm-hmm. or be hipster. There's no like real distinctive mm-hmm. this was 2020. Yeah.
I have to say though, I did like the 90s a little bit because I liked the music. I liked the music, and I also liked the fashion was lost, but maybe it's just dear to me because that was like a period of time when I was young and I was, you know, out and having fun. That could be.
90s music is good.
90s music is good. Go to a club and it's like 90s night or 80s night. By the way, there's a reason everybody's looking for the retro now because everything now sucks. So you know you want to go to the club and it's like 90s, 80s night and you're having a good time. By the way, don't maybe get angry. You got to hit that subscribe button and you got to hit that like button. A lot of you on here send me the messages. You're all excited, all this, but you forget to hit subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. That's what I was going to say before, by the way. And then I was like, should I say it now? Should I not say it now? Had second thoughts. Never doubt yourself is the bottom line. Okay, let's move along. Elongated dating. And we're going to get back to that panel on whatever and what's wrong with these two guys sitting there. I don't mean to be cruel, but I'm going to have to be a little bit. Elongated dating with no intention to marry. Why is it a problem for women in particular? And why do guys not have a problem with it? There's a reason why guys sink into it. And it's less problematic for women, for men. And women sometimes sink into it, but it's a huge problem for them. So let's listen to what they have to say about it at 141.
The percentage of people out there that are in a relationship, but they don't see it going really anywhere later on, but they just stay in it for the fun, you know? They're basically friends with benefits with the label because they're not really thinking about the future. They're just like, oh, it's just convenient right now, you know?
I mean, you can... I mean, also, it's there's a few reasons why, but, I mean, you can enjoy spending time with that person. You can have an emotional connection. I mean, obviously the sex is a component there. You're safe too. And I mean, if all you want is just pussy, it's kind of a fucking hassle to get it from a new girl every week.
Right.
Okay.
If
so, this is a problem. First of all, he's right. A lot of people do this and they oftentimes do it in cities. This happens all the time in New York City. Why, you ask? Because it's expensive and people move in together and just have these like elongated relationships that they know it's not the person that they're ultimately going to want to marry, but they stay in it because they don't want to pay full rent. It's like a roommate with benefits type of situation. It happens all the time in places like New York City and San Francisco where the rent is really high. And people will vocalize that. They will be very open about that. And when you go and check out the rents in those places for a minute, you're like, maybe that's not a bad idea. But here's why it's a problem for women. And they speak about this from a male lens. They do this twice in the podcast. And I'm actually surprised that they didn't see like the nuanced problem of what they were saying. But this is actually a huge problem for women because you're wasting precious time when you do this. When you're in a situation with a guy who very clearly isn't interested in marrying you, who's not looking ahead to that at all, who very much just wants to chill, and you're, say, 22, maybe you're fine with that. Blink for like a second and all of a sudden you're 28. You've missed out on, again, these peak fertility years. You've missed out on years, you know, this is your peak attractiveness, your peak fertility. This is your highest value in many respects. And you're missing out on it to kind of hang out with some guy that's not really serious about you. Ultimately, he's not maybe really serious about anyone right now, and he just wants to chill for another 5 years. Maybe that's fine for him, because the reality is that men and women have to think about different things when it comes to their biological clock. And women have, you know, a fertility clock, and we have eggs, and we have all this stuff to think about if we're looking for a family, that if you waste that decade of your life, you're gonna look back and you're gonna be like, that's my lost decade. There will be a day you look back and you regret that you chilled for so long with someone where you both knew it wasn't going anywhere and it was more a matter of convenience. So always think about that. And guys have a lot less to lose in that dynamic. They can waste a lot more time, particularly in the 20s. So women, just don't play that game. If you've got marriage and you've got family on the brain, be realistic about what a lost decade will mean for you. Let's keep going on this one.
If you're even at the level, you can do that.
So some guys just like settle because they're like, oh, it's like it's convenient for sure. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great reason to.
Damn, does that make you? Does that worry you guys? Does that worry you guys at all?
It's Brian.
What?
Do you see though how Brian? It's interesting about Brian because Brian markets himself as this traditional guy. I was kind of like embarrassed by that. Like, I don't know about Brian. I've invited Brian on the show, by the way. I wanted to have him in person. I'm considering doing it remotely just because I'm fascinated by the show he's built. And I want to know what goes on behind the scenes of these panels. And does he seek out people in Halloween costumes? And does he seek out a certain type of woman? Because it seems like there's a trend going on here. But I'm also not convinced that he is the traditional guy he says he is. Often, sometimes he'll say something and I'm like, oh yeah, that's on point. And then sometimes I'm like, you said what? So he looks a little lost to me. All right. Have you heard of the recycle method? Tyler, you're young. Have you heard of the recycle method?
You mean like with water bottles?
No, not with water bottles. I always say you're young, and then I realize that you kind of like live like an old soul.
I'm like 65. I've been 65 since I was 16 years old.
And I remember when I came on here and I spoke to PBD, he was like, you know, you want someone in the room with you? And I said, yeah. I said, but I want like a young guy because I want, you know, I like that there's a difference in terms of how men and women oftentimes see the world and that lens. And I was like, I want a youthful perspective. And then I find out Tyler's like roughly like 80. But it's fine. It's fine because we were still born in different times. It still works. Don't worry. The recycle method is apparently a method that women utilize to keep their body count down. Let's listen, and then we'll talk about it at 208.
Let me take a wild guess.
I know girls that use the recycle method.
What's that?
What is in order to not get their body count up, they'll like hit up their old old guys. You know, the guys that they've already done things
with. The recycle method.
Yeah, no, I've heard it. Yeah, the recycling method. Oh, just God. So they don't get their body. That's how much it matters to them, you know. Which is, I mean, it's like guys do look down upon like if a girl with a high body count, so they'll just use the recycle method.
I've never heard of that.
Honestly, I think that's fine. Like,
I mean, it's like
I suppose it's already
been
done.
It's better than going. It's better than going around. Yeah, exactly.
By new dudes.
Yeah, go around town and every guy's like, oh, I've been in that. You know.
No. Okay, Brian. How do I tell you? The two guys you have on the panel with you suck. They're ridiculous. They are absolutely ridiculous. It has little to do with the frosted hair, although Tyler does have a strong opinion about that. So first of all, the recycle method, you realize what they're saying. They're saying that these girls are conscious that guys don't like the high body count. They know the guys don't like the high body count. They're aware of it. They're conscious of it. So they're like, well, what do I do to keep having the promiscuity and to keep having the meaningless sex, but to keep the number low? Okay, I'm going to go back into my phone and I'm just going to keep having more meaningless sex with these guys that I already had meaningless sex with, because then it counts as the same number. So if I go back and have sex with John again another 50 times, I still get to keep my body count at 5. But if I go out and have promiscuous sex that's meaningless with new people, the body count number rises. How utterly ridiculous. First of all, we're going to assume that a girl like that's telling you the truth anyway. A girl that's living like that isn't going to be telling the guy the right number anyway. She's not doing that because she's just going to tell you, oh, what's your body count? Oh, 1. Meantime, it means like 1 this morning and like 6 others that past week. She's gonna lie to you. That's number one. If you're promiscuous, you're doing all this, you're not gonna be one for the truth telling. Let's be real. 9 out of 10 times. Secondly, what is wrong with these guys on the panel? Why does it not bother them? Because they're looking at it from the perspective of ego, these guys. Very feminized, I'm just gonna say. They're looking at it like, well, I don't wanna go out and have, like, you know, other friends and a bunch of guys be like, well, I slept with her, because that makes them feel bad. Like, then they're with a girl that's, you know, been run through, right? They don't like that. But if she's having a bunch of promiscuous sex, meaningless, detaching sex from emotion, no self-respect, not taking sex seriously, but she's keeping the number low and she's going back in the phone so that you don't go out and hear about all these new girls, then that's fine. So are you looking for a traditional woman or not? Because that girl, by the way, that has that, you know, we used to call it back in the day, the little black book the guys used to have. That girl who has that and she can go back and dip in and booty call all those guys over and over again. Honey, that's not a traditional woman. We don't have a register in our phone of like past people that we've had promiscuous sex with because we never had it. So what a bunch of bull from these two guys. How unattractive for a man to be like, oh, that's fine, actually. As long as she doesn't have promiscuous sex with a new guy, it's fine if she's got more promiscuous sex with these other guys because it doesn't hurt my ego then. I don't have to hear about it. Yeah, the dumb hurts, man, on this panel. Does it not?
You know what this makes me think of? In high school, I knew these girls who were religious, and they wanted to remain pure in the eyes of the Lord.
Oh, no.
So they would have sex, not in the traditional way. They would just use the back door only to remain pure.
Do everything but.
But.
Dirtier, though, in a way. Yeah.
Right. Right. And it's like, that's not how this game works.
Right. Oh, I know people like that too. I went to Catholic school. And the girls would be like, I don't have sex. I do everything else, though. And I'd be like, honey, I think you took the wrong class, or you took the class and you fell asleep. You didn't learn what you were supposed to learn. It's crazy the excuses people make. Can you imagine? Oh, my body counts at 5. Meantime, she had promiscuous, you know, random sex with a bunch of guys over and over and over and over and over again. It's just the same guy, so it doesn't count, right? Oh, the dumb hurts. I had never heard of the recyclum. I'm hoping this guy just made it up for the show, like he needed something cool to say, because I had never heard this term. Now, granted, I'm a relic, so, but you've never heard it. And well, I've never heard it on these panels either before.
I've seen a couple people make this point in the chat before. They say, why does body count matter if their body count is 4, but they've had sex with those 4 guys 50 times a pop? You're now having sex 200 times. Why does it matter if it's 200 times or 200 individual guys? Or 100 individual guys twice?
Well, it matters because those 4 people mattered to her. So she's it's not about
but
how
did
much.
They? Did they? Maybe, well, maybe they were just good slam pieces.
I don't think so. Odds are, in this day and age, particularly if you're a young, modern woman and your body count is 4, you're being selective. Now, I don't know. I'd have to see the girl. I'd have to see what her options are. But most women, even if you're like a 4, you've got a lot of options, particularly with dating apps. And guys, a lot of guys just aren't that particular in terms of, like, they meet you. A lot of guys will just sleep with you.
If it walks.
If it walks, exactly.
Not even
if your body count, if you're say 23 and your body count is, you know, under 5, you've gone through high school, you've gone through college, you've been particular. So the idea here for me is that guys care about a woman who treats sex seriously, who pairs it with emotion, who wants a connection with someone, who's looking for something real, and who doesn't like have disrespect for her body. So if you've been with one guy, say you had one high school college boyfriend, you did have sex, it was an elongated relationship, maybe you had sex a ton of times because you were together for many years, that's very different from someone who then will, you know, have sex with 50 different partners once. It's like, honey, what were you on? You were in some type of race? You thought there was a medal at the end if you hit to 100? I mean, what is going on? Nastiness. Nastiness is very, very, very different for me. All right. Guys on the panel suck, unless whatever podcast. Just going to say that again in case it wasn't clear. All right. Rolo Tomasi has a new show called Access Vegas that I checked out. I hadn't checked it out as of yet, but I saw this clip and I liked it because it talks about female delusion. You know I love a delusional woman. And this is a woman who lives in Las Vegas and is going to talk about what she wants in a man. Now, I want you, before you listen, to understand this woman is 30. Now, I didn't find that out until a little bit into the clip. But when I did, I wish I had known that when I listened to it from the start. So that's why I'm giving you this information up front. She is 30 years old. Okay, we're going to start at the beginning.
Ladies at the table, do you have plans to get married? Do you want
Karina,
to get married?
Karina, do you want to get married, Karina?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I want to have 10 kids.
You want to have 10 kids?
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on.
She's totally
Wait a minute.
This one right here, she's hipped you to the game, right? Let me ask you something. From what you've seen, in Las Vegas, do you think you're going to meet him here?
I don't see myself staying here and getting married here, but...
What qualities would you look for in the man that you're going to have 10 kids with? Obviously, a functioning set of testicles. So I think we can agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strong, stamina, handsome, okay. A gentleman.
Okay.
Doesn't go to nightclubs. Doesn't drink.
Doesn't go to nightclubs and doesn't drink. Fuck yes. They're all over the place. Keep going.
So you won't.
Oh, hold on.
So
how tall is he?
Meeting him at Zook.
How tall is he?
Yeah. How tall is he?
I would. Like,
oh wait. Let me get the calculator. Hang on.
6 feet. Keep going. How much does he make a year? Let's do it.
Oh my god.
Let's burn this.
10 kids. My god. He better make a lot.
Make a year.
More.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. Yeah, that's all I got, really. Karina, if you have 10 kids, he's going to have to make a lot.
Yeah.
Well, Karina, I hope Karina, so. Karina, or so what, I'm going to be the
what
one
would be a lot?
Make
what
a
would
lot.
Be a lot? What true, would be a lot? Just out of curiosity.
I really don't care about the guy's money. I care how I'm going to make my money.
Well, I mean, but you're having 10 kids. I got news for you. It's going to be a little
What would the family household income have to be?
Yeah, the family household income would be.
Wait, wait, let's do the calculator.
Let her finish because I want to answer this because I know what you're about to say.
That's good. Yeah.
What is it?
Wait, what else am I supposed to say?
What's a number? Like, how much money do you think he would have to make a year?
There's a year?
A year, yeah.
Or, like $1 million.
$1 million a year. Okay.
So let's just stop here. It's utterly ridiculous. I mean, I don't understand. Are these people embarrassed to go on these shows and say this stuff? There's like no shame in the game in 2022. So let's just go through this now. She's 30. She wants 10 kids. It's cutting it a little tight, I'm just going to say. She lives in Vegas. She wants a guy who doesn't drink and doesn't go to the bars or the clubs. What are you doing in Vegas, honey? What are you doing in Vegas? Okay. She wants him to be 6 feet. He's got to be handsome. She wants the income combined to be $1 million or more. Now, she implies also, by the way, that she's going to be working. Because she says, I don't care about the guy's money necessarily. I care about how much money I'm going to make. Who's raising the 10 kids? You got 10 kids. I mean, I don't know if she's serious about this, but this is total delusion. I mean, and what they do on the show after this, I'm not going to play this whole clip, but they take out a calculator and they do the probability of finding that guy that she's talking about, right? 6 feet, handsome, you know, million or more, doesn't drink, doesn't go to the... And it's like 0.0. It's like a ridiculously small number. And she's like, hee-hee-hee. It's like all fun and games. But what I find really interesting about this is, you know, why is she... If she really wants all these things, why are you wasting your time in Vegas? And this is why I think there's delusion. I think women say one thing and they say they want something, but they live in a completely different way and they expect somehow for that thing they want to just show up and land at their door. Like she's going to wake up at 32 and there's going to be the guy, right? She's going to open her door in the morning to get the mail, slippers on, and there he is. He makes $1 million. He's ready to have 10 kids with her, squeeze it all in. Maybe she's superhuman because I don't see how you're going to have 10 kids if you're already 30. That's something. He's 6 feet tall. He's handsome. Right off the bat, he's like, I don't drink. I don't go to the club. I don't go to lounges. Why would that guy be living in Vegas? Seriously. Does that seem like the probability is high? Now, could it happen that that guy shows up and she meets him and all that? Of course, there's always a could. Is it likely, though? How utterly ridiculous. And I'm so tired of like hearing these women talk about these things and living then in a way, in a place for a period of time that's totally counterintuitive. That's totally, you know, existing in another universe from what they actually want. There's no way to bridge those two worlds, right? She really wanted that. Don't you think she'd get up, leave? And go somewhere else? Maybe start having the kids like yesterday? I mean, I don't understand. When I heard this and then I heard 30, I was like, come on, man. And I know she's laughing and hee hee hee. So maybe it's a big joke. I don't know. But this is something you hear all the time. And that's why I call it the delusion of the modern woman. It happens all the time. All right. Remember the other day I was talking about happy wife and happy life? I even put a short up about it from the show, and it was basically saying that this is the new motto that men and women live by. Rollo Tomasi pulled that. I pulled two Rollo clips here because he was talking about me, and, you know, sometimes he says nice things and sometimes he doesn't, depending upon Rollo's mood. This happened to be relatively favorable. I didn't hear the rest of the clip, though, so who knows? But this is an interesting point that he made that I think it's worth commenting on. So let's take a listen.
Hey, Jed, if you're watching, happy wife, happy life is not like a folk tale. It's not like just, hey, it's, I don't know what to say. It sounds like the right thing, right? It's an ultimatum. Happy wife, happy life is an ultimatum. It's do it or else. That's what it's come down to. If you want to know why I say that marriage is an unconscionable contract, nothing sums that up like happy wife, happy life. And if you don't make, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. God ain't happy. But, you know, the house ain't happy. The kids ain't happy. If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Yeah.
That's what happy wife, happy life is.
I think that's a fair point. I love the way he freezes on my face where I'm like, it's just a great expression. It kind of encapsulates a lot of who I am as a human, I believe. I really do. I think that's a pretty accurate description of my soul. Just saying. Anyway, so he's right about this, I think. I think that it is oftentimes an ultimatum, and it's kind of the subtext of what underlies a lot of marriages now. You know, the woman's going to run the show. The woman needs to get what she wants. If she's not happy, no one's happy. And what I see that really disturbs me in society a lot are these guys. And sometimes they look really masculine, right? They're tall, they're built. They give the illusion of this guy in control, and they walk into their own homes and they walk on eggshells 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, out of fear that they're going to upset the queen and that the queen is going to take it out on her subject, meaning him. So they're just doing whatever makes her happy, to the point where they have no authority whatsoever about not anything, even their own day. You know, they're afraid to upset her with this or that. And you know those households. You know where the guy walks on eggshells. He says one thing wrong, she darts a look at him, like looks like daggers just coming out of her eyes. He quickly shuts up and he just hopes and prays that she will have forgotten it by the time dinner is done. Because you also know that trend women have, right? That drives everybody crazy, where they bring up stuff from the past. Like, you do something wrong in 1992, and here you are in 2022, and you have a little fight about, you know, who left a jar open in the fridge, and now she's talking to you about something you did in 1992. You know it. Ladies, own up. It's like we've got, like, a file cabinet of stuff that the guys have done, and we could just pull out whenever we want, and we have to resist the temptation to do that because, frankly, it's not nice. It's not nice. Like, if somebody apologizes, everybody makes mistakes. You got to let go what once was. You just got to let it go. Like, life is too short for that nonsense. But I'm tired of seeing these guys that just, like, whatever makes her happy, let me not, you know, rock the boat. And as a result, they're miserable inside because they're never really speaking their mind. They're never really, you know, having a say in their relationship and their marriage. And they feel trapped. And guys oftentimes today feel like that's just what marriage is. Like, if you want to get married, you have to acquiesce completely to everything that a woman wants that marriage to be. And you have to agree to either behave, fall in line with everything she wants, or you have to walk on eggshells. Because if you don't, the entire house will shake like an earthquake has hit. Everyone will be unhappy. The kids will be, everyone will have a bad day. And you know it, right? You wake up in the morning, something happens, the wife is unhappy, and suddenly the day is ruined. Like, everyone's day is ruined. There's no coming back from it. That's bad. That's not a healthy dynamic for a relationship, a marriage. It wouldn't be a healthy dynamic if it happened that way the other way, you know, in terms of the gender dynamic. But this is the dynamic I see more often than not. And there's nothing more unhealthy, and by the way, more unattractive than a guy walking on eggshells. I see these guys, like, their wife is doing something and they're just like, shh, shh. Like, they're afraid to upset her with the most basic things. Like, oh, she'll be upset by that joke, or she'll be, you know what? If you're living your relationship like that, you're going to be knotted up inside like a telephone wire that's gone knotted and wrong. And by, you're either going to wind up with a divorce, you're going to wind up with some type of like disease because you're going to be like knotted up in stress. That is unhealthy. Don't do that. Don't do it. Try something different. Try having some autonomy over your day. Try being honest about how you feel. And if you're in a situation where your wife expects you to toe a line 24/7 and for her to run the show and there to be an ultimatum, happy wife, happy life, you should step up and just let her know that's not healthy and you're not playing like that. Ridiculous. All right. Females and hookup culture. Melanie King had a great segment on this. I like. Talks about this new culture of Netflix and chill, which has become all too common now. And it talks about it from the impact that has on women and the trauma that nobody talks about that comes from these women behaving in a way that's not natural to them. And I always say, you know, there is something natural and intrinsic to male and female behavior that is not societal. There's something natural that feels right, that feels good for women. And it's very different from what feels good for men. We're now in Netflix and chill culture, and it's hurting women. It's hurting them physically. It's hurting them psychologically. Let's take a listen.
On dates that never amounted to anything, which is why I think the whole Netflix and chill thing became a thing. because it was a way for guys to not spend money, but also still potentially get what they want, if you get what I mean.
This is the old system that so many women have wanted to throw away. Out of men, in order for them to get sex, they had to commit. By commit, I mean not just relationship, but engagement and marriage. In order to get married, they had to have a good job and present themselves a certain way and meet the family. All those types of things had to take place. So there were security mechanisms built in for the woman so that he couldn't just have casual sex with her and just ghost her or not commit to her or be with multiple women. Women now today, they don't want that anymore. They want to be free with their bodies. Everybody's talking about yay right now and how, you know, freedom of speech, and you're free to do what you want. As long as it's legal, you're free to do what you want, but you are not free of consequences. Everything that glitters is not gold. So it looks like freedom, what Hollywood, what media has tried to tell women, that is just like all this freedom in doing this. And for some women, maybe it is at this point, but a lot of young women are seeing they are unfulfilled in those things, that they are getting ghosted, they're having trauma. Your cup is getting filled with trauma. The moment of pleasure usually does not last, okay, past that point, like you're in that moment. But what does last is the trauma that comes from it. And you may think, well, it wasn't traumatic. He didn't like hurt me or do anything. But the psychologically, your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind, all types of things go into this. Your body, your mind, more even than your body, your mind keeps the score. And that's the trauma that starts to build up and design your worldview. And that's why you get it.
I think this is really important, what she said here. And there's a lot of truth to what she said. First of all, you know, if women don't like the dynamic that exists now with Netflix and chill, it's really simple. Just don't do it, right? Don't blame out. Don't blame society. Don't blame men. You have a choice of whether you want to engage in something. You have an option. If somebody has that Netflix and chill goal with you and it's very clear that they're not going to take you out to dinner and they're not going to be that gentleman and they're not going to court you the way a lot of men used to do, and they're now in this culture of Netflix and chill where they don't really want to make an investment in you because oftentimes they don't have to, or maybe they're just not sure about you in particular and they don't want to go that route, you have an option. You don't have to engage with that person. You can say thanks, but no thanks. And you can hold out for someone who wants to make that investment in you. What you don't get to do is engage in it, facilitate it, empower it, and then complain about it as if you weren't a willing participant in what went down. So own your life, own your decisions, and own your role in the dynamic of relationships that's manifesting in 2022 and why your decisions play a role in that, in terms of what grows and what gets fostered in society. Take some personal responsibility for that and make different decisions. Guys will sense that, by the way. And if you're not playing the game, they will behave differently. They will say, oh, well, Netflix and chill, no one's signing up for that. Imagine if no women signed up for Netflix and chill and all women said, I'm not interested in that, actually. I really want to get to know you. You want to go out to eat. Guys would register that that was not popular. And they would say, well, I'm going to have to take a different route. If I want to get to know someone, if I want to have physical intimacy with someone, it's got to look different. And the stage would be set for a new relationship dynamic. Women have an incredible amount of power in the equation. They just choose not to use it to their own benefit. And oftentimes to use it to their own detriment. Now, when we talk about trauma, though, I think this is really important. Because I don't think that guys experience the same kind of trauma from engaging in hookup culture that women do. And I have spent many a night on the phone with women who I've known, acquaintances and whatnot, who have been lonely, who have been depressed, who have been, you know, reaching for alcohol, who have been reaching for some type of drug pick-me-up, who have been reaching for some type of stimulant, reaching for Xanax, reaching for an antidepressant, because they engage in hookup culture. That guy doesn't call them afterward because that's not what hookup culture is about. And they go home and they feel empty and they feel lonely, because that's what hookup culture is, right? It's not a reliable shoulder the next day. It's not someone telling you they love you. It's not someone making you feel comfortable and safe. It's not about respect it's about a quickie. It's about, you know, here, we're here for just physical satisfaction and we're out. And men and women are different. And there are men that can do that and they aren't traumatized by it. The number of women who can do that and not experience trauma from that is actually quite small. And oftentimes the women who don't experience the trauma are lying to themselves. The reason they're not experiencing trauma in that moment is because they're drunk or they're, you know, on something or something's going on. And they may not be experiencing trauma in that moment, but in 10 years, they probably will be, because they're going to look back and they're going to say, what was I doing? And all of those nights, by the way, that a woman engaging in hookup culture has with sex without emotion, with not being held, with not having someone say, I love you, with feeling like a piece of meat, that all adds up and they absorb it, because women are not naturally designed to behave that way. It's not intrinsic to who we are. It's completely antithetical to who we are by nature. And we suffer as a result of engaging in that behavior. That is a reality, and it's to women's detriment to ignore that reality. Okay. I want to do this last clip. Today's a bit of a shorter show because, you know, it's Thanksgiving weekend. And y'all got to party a little bit. Just here for a little bit of fun. But I want to do this clip by, this is a take clip about feminism demonizing men that I think hit the nail on the head in an important way. So let's do that one and then we'll wrap up.
Man gets up at 4 a.m. to go carry garbage to earn a good wage. He ain't thinking, I'm going to do this so I can oppress that bitch. She's broke. He's doing it thinking so I can provide for my family, so my woman can stay at home and raise my kids and have nice nails while I'm out here carrying trash. You go to a coal mine, those dudes are not down there thinking about oppressing women. They're down there thinking about providing for women. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that there's not bad apples, but in general, us men are prepared to take on more bullshit to protect you than you would possibly believe. And in the modern world, they've spun that. Feminism spun that. Men make all the money. You women need more money because men make the money and men are in charge and men have the good jobs. Men are out here giving up their fucking life for you chicks. Oh, yeah. They're giving up their life for you. And feminism prevents you respecting it.
I think that's a really important message. First of all, I think it's interesting. This guy was painted as an extremist on all counts, right? And I every time I listen to him, like he says, I'm not saying there's not bad apples. Like he's putting that caveat in there. And it's so many times I'm listening to content from him and I hear that. I hear that caveat. I hear that I'm not saying this is for everybody. I hear that I'm not saying every guy's going to be nice like this. I'm not saying every guy's well-intentioned. I'm not saying every girl. I hear those qualifiers often. So I find it absolutely fascinating that a guy who uses all these qualifiers so regularly was banned. It just boggles the mind, does it not? Not really, because we know how the system works. Regardless, interesting point. I think is also a point here about men and about most men and what they're willing to do to provide the person, the woman that they care about, with comfort. And there are so many guys that will go out, they will put themselves in danger. A lot of these jobs are incredibly dangerous. I mean, you're talking about coal mines, you're talking about construction. I mean, there are dangers that go into these lines of work. They'll put themselves at risk, you know, physically. They'll wake up at crazy hours. They'll work all day and all night to the point of total exhaustion. They'll get themselves dirty, you know, whatever they need to do. And they'll do all that so that you can have some peace, so that you don't have to do it, so that you would never have to do it, and so that you can, you know, have your day with your kids. That, you know, and he mentions the nails. I find that a really interesting point. I always get my nails done. I love to go, and women feel really good when we groom ourselves. Like, oh, I went for a mani-pedi. You know, it's nice. Put the face mask on, get a haircut. That's just stuff that brings us a lot of peace, a massage. They know that. And ultimately, what's really important to them is that they're going through the mud so that you can have that peace, because they know ultimately that peace is going to put a smile on your face. And ultimately, when they get home from that 12-hour grind of nightmarish work, if they walk into that house and they see you smiling and they were a part of a reason or the reason that you were able to have a day that put that smile on your face, it's all worth it to them. It's all worth it to them. They'll do it again on Wednesday and again on Thursday and again on Friday because it's in the best interest of their child and their family for mom to be at peace and not struggling and not stressed and not knotted up all the time. So a shout out to the guys out there that modern feminism now tells us you're bad somehow. by being the provider. You know, they twist all this stuff like, oh, these guys, they want to make the money and they want to keep you at home. In the meantime, talk to these women who are at home. Happy. They're having a great time. They're cooking. They're spending time with their kids. Maybe they get a sitter for an hour and they run to the gym or something like that to get a little bit of stuff for themselves. But they're mostly at peace. Mostly at peace. And they have that luxury because their husband is working his fingers to the bone oftentimes. So don't allow feminism to manipulate the situation where you're now becoming resentful of a guy for no reason. Why are you resentful? You're happy. He's doing these things to help you to be happy. How many guys do you know when, you know, a woman gets pregnant, has a baby, and she says, I want to stay home for a while. Like, that's what I want to do. Almost every guy I know in every situation, in fact, every guy I know says, you know what, babe, I got it. I understand. I'm going to make it happen. I'll figure it out. Now, would two incomes make it so that he had to work less hours? Sure. But he'd rather have you have that experience and be there for the child and be happy. And he comes home to a happy, pleasant home where the energy is good and everyone feels good and stuff for the child isn't outsourced. So credit where it's due. Some of these traditional structures that are frowned upon today bring real value to society. And I'm not in a position where I want to see anyone demonizing hardworking, good men who want to provide, are willing to provide, and will do that every single day of the week and as long as they have to make sure that the women that they love and care about don't have to do that grind. They want to spare you that drama, that stress. That's a good thing. That's the sign of a high quality man who should be respected and not demonized. Okay. That is a wrap for today. I hope you have a fantastic holiday weekend. I know I'll be having round 3 and 4 of the turkey. We discussed that. Tyler is not a fan of the leftovers. I, on the other hand, I'm like, bring them on. Bring them on. So we will be back on Monday with a brand new show. Can't wait to see you then. Again, subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Show me some love and have a great weekend. Bye.